Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society.
Passion dies a lonely death for those who try too hard. Endless fantasies are woven on the silken web of dreams. Time cannot erase the timeless pain of failure. The cold inside grows colder now, wrapped up. Wrapped up in glass. Some endless picture show where the hero always wins. It's so easy to pretend, speaking never feeling. Frost is on the mirror now, barring your reflection. I sit inside my crystal shell, speaking, never feeling. Wrapped up in glass. Passion dies a lonely death for those who try too hard. Endless fantasies are woven on the silken web of dreams. Time cannot erase the timeless pain of failure. Cold inside grows colder now. Wrapped up in glass.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to Three Witches and a Druid, where we sit around and talk about our experiences and memories and sometimes expectations of living as modern-day pagans. I'm Margot.
And I am Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So we missed last week's episode because of storms and sickness and all sorts of fun, wonderful things. So we've talked a lot about what we want to record in the future and trying to have like a stockpile. We normally do have a stockpile. We just last week was a bad.
It was winter
and we just ran out of our stockpile.
And we had two storms in a week.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of snow at the moment. So tonight's episode, I suggested with these three moaning about it,
that we talk about
about a personal practice update. I've seen other podcasts do this. I think it's cute. I think we should talk about it. What are we doing as of right now?
See, I think you think it's a good topic because being a druid, there are
stuff
we gotta like, do. Whereas we're all fairly eclectic and, you know, I don't want to say airy fairy because we're definitely.
So this is what you're saying is that this episode I get to flex a little about all the stuff I've been doing. And then you guys.
I get to claim Valentine's Day.
Okay, there you go.
I work in a flower shop.
It
was just Valentine's Day. We had an enormous blizzard and it was freaking banana pants. Let me tell you. Like I was halfway sold out. More than halfway sold out the day before Valentine's Day.
Because everybody was worried about the storm.
Yes, I expected Valentine's Day to be a blip and it was just as crazy. So it was nutty and then I was sick for 4 days. So there you go.
But yeah, so like what are you guys doing in your personal practice of pagany, witchy, druidry stuff?
This.
We had a snowstorm. We missed Imbolc.
That's true. Our Imbolc
was ruined.
Was canceled. Postponed.
Postponed.
We're doing it this Sunday.
Yeah. So there we are. Truthfully, I actually have been. I just thought of this. I have been doing a lot of, I suppose, I wouldn't say magic, but a lot of work with sound therapy.
Okay.
The last little bit. So that's very spiritual
very
in its way.
So. Yeah.
Very much so because I hurt myself a week or so ago. But even before then, I was having a bit of a downtime. Our friend Rhonda does this wonderful sound healing meditation. And I was shaking like a fish on a dock through the whole thing. So I'm saying, oh, I obviously have some energetic blocks in my body. So I've been using, you know, tuning forks and through the headphones, I don't own them, and, you know, different sound and different hertzes for the body. So I guess I have been doing a bit lately.
Okay.
To try to loosen all that up. And, you know, between being happy and cursing at the same time with the goddess, we'll say at the goddess.
There you go. Shaky like a fish on a wharf. That's a new one. I haven't heard that
before. That's true. All because it was all, well, you know, you have all these energetic blocks, you know, because I was having a bit of a sad time. And yeah, so I guess I've been doing that. That's been my check-in. When I was scoffing, I'd forgotten about that.
So now you get to pat yourself on the back.
I have been doing that. And, you know, I guess I'm just a weirdo. I talk to the goddess because as Gwen well knows, I have a running commentary of everything I do, talking to the goddess. And it is true, having children around for years and years and years.
That was my son's suggestion.
It is true. Right. It's true. That's partly true of it. I also been talking to myself.
I don't understand.
Forever.
Yeah, explain. Clarify, what are you talking please. About?
Tell the story, Gwen.
Well, we were at the festival. We were using a shared kitchen. We all had our tents set up around it. And Maeve just, like, she just says, well, maybe I'm hungry now. And there's nobody around her. She's like, maybe I'll have an apple. Maybe I'll have a this. Maybe I'll have that. I think I need to go lay down first. Blah, blah, blah. And you just get this running commentary. It's like the sports champ, right? And yeah. She just narrates her entire life. And it's so amusing. I just love watching her as she's going around narrating everything that's going on. My son dropped by later to the festival and joined us. And I'm like, look at her, giving him the elbow. And he says, that's because she took care of kids for years. And I'm like, I had kids. I don't remember this.
Yeah, but did you have like 5 and 6 in your house every day?
That's it. And he said, if you don't tell them what you're doing, they're going to ask you and drive you crazy. And I'm going in the other room to do this. Otherwise, they're going to want to know. And that's the thing. That's what you had. But yes, it's like she color commentates her entire life. And you just have to, you know, it could be a radio. Well, she is a radio host. So there you go.
There we go. Well, it comes from several things. I've talked to myself since the day I opened my mouth. I really have always talked to myself. Shortly, and during that year or so after my divorce, I was so upset all the time. And, you know, you're paralyzed with whatever grief you're going through. I was at the point where, okay, Maeve, it's time to sit up. And then you're going to put your feet over the side of the bed. Then you're going to put your slippers on. And then you're going to go pee. And then after I peed, okay, now I'm going to go wash my hands. Because I was so out of it for, you know, months afterwards that, and this was advice I got from a counselor. If you're just so confused in your head. So
verbalize the next step.
Verbalize the next step, because if I thought 4 steps ahead, I got overwhelmed.
Yeah.
When you're in the middle of a bad grief cycle. So when I say I have a running commentary, as I talk to myself all the time, I'm talking with the goddess almost all day. She's probably going, geez, just shut up. All day. So well, there we are. That's my check-in.
I know I do, like at work, I always have to warn any new hire or anything that I will talk to myself constantly about what I'm doing or what should I do next. Should I do this next? Should I do that next? This needs to be done. That needs.
This is all outside your head.
It's verbalized. Externalized.
Oh, you don't want me to externalize my inner monologue.
Yes. That would be 9 coworkers out of 10 within a week or two are doing the same thing. Yep. It's very efficient. I find it helps. Maybe it is. It's the same concept. I never thought of it the way you just described it, Maeve.
Yeah.
But it is a very efficient way to organize.
When you're not feeling organized.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is an overwhelming situation to be trying to juggle 25 things at once in a flower shop.
Right.
People always think, oh, flowers. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be lovely?
It's wildly busy and crazy.
It's
I was there with you a couple times.
I'm just channeling a vision and I'm showing my age, which everybody's aware that we're all old here except Ryan.
I'm not a young spring chicken.
But you're not old.
Well, I'm not old, no.
you know what? Every one of us could be your mother.
Yes, it's fine.
That's fine. But do you remember Lady Hawk? The Matthew Broderick. Yeah, his character, that is me.
Yes.
Narrates her entire life. Her new name is going to be Philippe. That's it. That's exactly what it is.
Movie. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, my God. I love
it. I mean, when I first fell in love with Rutger Hauer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
I mean, I could go either way.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Rutger Hauer was so beautiful in that. It was shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Magic, beauty, medieval knights. What goes wrong?
Shape-shifting.
Like, Alan Parsons Project doing the
soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack. We recommend it. Lady Hawk, Rutger Hauer, Michelle Pfeiffer, Matthew Broderick.
Speaking of people who don't age.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, or Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. Yes. Yeah, oh, gosh, you're right. Yeah.
When did that movie come out? About 85.
Yeah. And he looks the exact same then as he does now.
He pretty much does. Yeah. He and Keanu Reeves have been drinking
And Paul Rudd.
And Paul Rudd. Oh, my goodness, right?
I did get to celebrate in bulk, only because we went up to Great Village a day early.
And got snowed in.
And we got snowed in. Oh, but that was okay. That was sort of the plan. So it wasn't that big of a deal. Getting home was really, I wouldn't say stressful because I wasn't driving. Karen did not get it. Well, normally for us to get to Great Village, it's 45 minutes. If for a normal person, it's probably an hour and 10 minutes.
But I was going, because I make that drive, I go well past it, but you go fast.
Yeah, Kara goes fast.
Well, wait a minute. No, Great Village is near Truro. Is
the other side.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Karen is a very fast driver. Either way, the point is, it took us 2.5 hours to get home.
Well, it was bad.
Well, because it took me an hour and a half to do the 20-minute drive home on Tuesday. So
we had this big plan to bring the whole Grove up to Great Village. Everyone was going to stay at the Van and Hooks. And we were the only ones to make it, of course, because everyone was going to leave on the Saturday.
The
following
day.
Yeah, we did have a nice ritual. We streamed it to the others. Everyone joined in on Zoom.
That's lovely. Nice.
Yeah.
So the kids got to play.
Oh, yeah. And we threw them outside, and it was great.
Awesome.
So, we end up having a great in bulk. It was a lot of drinking and a lot of other substances consumed. Edibles do nothing for me. I've eaten like 5 edibles. Nothing. Doesn't do a single thing to me.
I'd be in the hospital by 5.
I don't think he was talking about at the same time.
No, not 5 at once. I had 5 different edibles over
5
time.
Different times.
You can say 5 at once. You'd be in the hospital.
Edibles don't do anything for me either.
No, I thought it was really strange. Because they always push me. There's a lot of peer pressure in that group to like, Try it, man. No, nothing. It doesn't do anything. You're just wasting your time.
They're the people your mom warned you about when
exactly,
you went to high
school. 100%. Well, now I'm best friends with them.
No, I've always been a cheap drunk, and a half an edible makes me wackadoodle.
Yeah.
No. But we had a great in bulk. And what else is going on? The Grove is doing great. Lily is currently our senior druid.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. She took it over Samhain. Yeah. Mark's currently away.
Saving the world?
I guess. He's just judging people about how they sail ships.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Somebody's got to do that.
Yeah. He's doing that. And the Grove's doing really well. Lo, who's now a member, she's in Greece. And
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We have Austera coming up. Aldine's in charge of that. I don't know what she has planned, but we'll bug her soon.
You're on.
Yeah, lots of ADF stuff going on. ADF is in the middle of trying to form ADF Germany.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be a proper separate organization under the umbrella of ADF. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of red tape and
that's real nice
stuff going on there.
I really wonder what people who know how to speak Gaelic think of all of us, all these other speakers trying to say ADF.
Mike's the only person I know that could say it well.
Yeah.
Like properly. I'm just gonna record him saying it and I'll just
and
paste
and
that over.
It in.
Exactly. Yeah. So with ADF Germany on the go, it sort of reignited the fire to have ADF Canada started. So
there is no ADF Canada.
Well, no, we're just satellite. There's just ADF. In general. Oh. There is no satellite.
Oh, you're kind of umbrellaed under the
exactly.
Okay, I get it.
So there's 84 druids in Canada for ADF.
Many, many other druids, but
tons. 84 that are ADF. And in Germany, there isn't very many, but...
Right on.
Yeah, but they have enough
anyone
willpower.
Listening in Germany, look up ADF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on here. I'm really, 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 really excited for spring. Because then I can start getting my property together and have more fires. And I'm very excited for that.
Very exciting for fires.
Yeah.
Contained fires that we put out, like good when we go
we're
to
all response. You know, the,
we're
all
responsible pagans.
We're all responsible pagans. Song.
Well, it's funny because out that way they had a big forest fire.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah, and the whole neighborhood is like, whatever. none of them follow the bylaws for the fire pits.
Oh,
I get Mark gets harassed all the time by his neighbors.
Yeah.
But we've talked to our neighbor.
You're like a click away.
Oh, yeah. If that. And all of our neighbors, nobody has lids.
For all our American listeners, That's a kilometer.
Yes. Which is like 0.5 or something.
Like a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry. Like out in Harry Cove itself, they don't seem to care. Okay. Which I thought was really weird.
Of anybody.
Yeah, because I built up this proper fire pit and everyone was like, why don't you just have a barrel? Like, what?
The burning barrel.
Yeah, half of them have like dryer bins and that's what they do with it.
Hand Cove's an old community. real old community, but your house is really old.
Yeah, 1886.
Yeah.
Really old for Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Gwen, what are you doing?
So what am I doing? I once took this course from Dr. Cindy Brannan, also Nova Scotian, of Keeping Her Keys fame. And she had built into this one, this year-long course, a Witch's Hour of Power. And you were supposed to do something for an hour a day. And we would have, like you, I enjoy research and everything. I loved the book work. I loved all this. But once a month, we'd have to have these Zoom meetings. I worked a lot. I worked, 70 hours a week at that point. I was working way too much and I hardly ever made them. And when I did, I always felt less than, right? There's all these keeners there and they're talking about all these fabulous things that they're doing for their Witch's Hour of Power.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What the frig am I doing? Like, I want 15 minutes of meditation for myself a day. That's like really what I want. And then as we went on in this Zoom meeting, after I embarrassed myself by saying, well, I'd really like to try to do 15 minutes of meditation a day and I forgot I drew a tarot card in the morning, which I haven't been doing. So, I used to draw a tarot card every day in the morning, but I stopped over this winter. You know, some people were counting reading books, reading blog posts and online articles and listening to podcasts and all this sort of thing. And I realized that for my job, I do all of that every single freaking day. I go into the prisons. I have to prepare content. I have like about 7-8 distinct populations that want very different things. They all want new content. I once did a Samhain ritual, tweaked it, but the same basic ritual 4 years later. And they're like, yeah, I still have my ribbon from the last time we did this, like 3 years ago, Gwen. And I'm like, like they look forward to it.
Yes.
And I said, if you were Christian and it was a candlelight Christmas Eve service, it would be the same one every single freaking year, right? And they're like, yeah, but you always do something different. I'm like, oh, crap. Well, crap. So I do all these things. And even when it seems frenetic or whatever, like I listen to the podcasts in the car as I'm traveling. I do these things. And I'll be writing up lessons plans and stuff. But believe me, I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it. I mean, and I wouldn't tell these guys, but I would do it for free. I'm glad they're paying me, but yes, I would do this for free. I freaking love what I do. I would love to encourage more people to reach out and be part of that community of building community. I dismiss it, but I within my work, I do a lot of stuff.
Well, that's your job. Well, it's interesting you were saying about preparing things. I forgot what I'm doing, and I might win the cookie here.
Yeah.
I have approximately, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 scraps of paper.
Yeah.
Everywhere and here and pictures on my phone and all these different notebooks. I do not actually have, other than the folder I keep for the show, A Book of Shadows, because I have like thousands of little pieces of paper. I was going to say,
do you have duotangs and binders and stuff? I'm synthesizing mine too. Are you doing that? I have started.
I got the biggest binder I could find and I'm starting to write it all down in one place.
It's crazy.
We are
simpatico. We haven't talked about it, but we were working on the same sort of things.
We've always been like that, though. It's weird.
Very off. Yes, we definitely have. And I'm thinking, my kids are older and I have grandchildren. You have a child going. And I'm thinking, this is a legacy thing that I want to leave my kids, a prepared thing of rituals and spells and activities that we have done over the years as a family or in community, because my kids have been around for a long time.
I think my daughter might go, I don't have time for that.
Well, not right now, but my kids are much older.
My grandchildren may see it.
You don't tell them. You put it in the attic in a creepy box and you let them find it a few years down the road. Then they appreciate it.
That's right.
Don't fucking tell them about it.
That's true, but I have started.
If you can't put a big ass lock on it. No reason. Just put a lock on it.
A box with a lock.
No, the book. Put a lock on the book.
Book itself.
Well, you know,
because it just makes it creepier.
I have one of those from the Bombay company.
Oh,
I have one of those big wooden memory boxes.
See, there you go.
I can put all of it in the memory box. There we go. Freak everybody out.
Every grandkid goes through like a goth emo phase where they're like, I'm descended from witches, except in this case, they actually are.
It's true.
It's funny you mention that, though, because the Grove, we have 8 rituals a year.
Yeah.
They're almost all the same. We do the same rituals every year.
And there's comfort We've been doing it for almost 25 years. The same ritual format.
Yeah.
Yes. My problem is, in this instance, I can't really do that because some people really like a Scandinavian format. Some people are hardcore Wiccan. Some people are. And I either try and use different ones, or if I'm in one institution, which is mostly Wicca, we do Wicca in another institution. And the Druids I haven't had to reinvent the wheel. They've very graciously given me all their rituals. So what do you do?
Do you like, okay, for this Sabbat, we're going to do it Nordic style. For this Sabbat, we're going to do
that's
it.
That's what Egyptian I often do. Style, and I try and think like.
But that's really hard.
It is. It can be hard. But, you know, I do like a Nordic Yule because that's more of a Nordic thing. And then like Imbolc and Beltane, they would be more likely Druid. And in the in-betweens, like I'll throw in different ones. And of course, I'll do Wicca as well. And I try and get the people that are of those particular faiths to do more speaking parts, you know, like have them more lead it than myself so that it's reflective of, you know, them. But we did a Greek one at the last full moon, which was, you know, based at a Greek magical papyri sort of work so
that sounds great because no one loves to write a ritual more than me.
I know.
Those individuals, they understand, like, when you create rituals, you use them for years and years to come.
Yeah
So like the Grove, we have our 8 rituals. They're our standard, core, basic, and if you want to do something different, you can, and it just gets added to the pile.
And now we
also have ritual. We have a ritual for funerals. We have a ritual for stillborn babies. We have a ritual for,
which is lovely,
baby blessing.
You have a divorce ritual.
A what?
Separation or divorce. Have you guys developed something like that?
I think that's supposed to be just drinking.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
I don't know. I think it has value in today's society. It's another rite of passage in a sense.
Who was it? Was it Zeg Budapest? Who in one of her books had a ritual that a woman did with other women for miscarriage.
Yeah, we have one of those.
Yeah. I think Zed Budapest, I read one
that,
of
I can
ago.
See that.
I wrote one for a local lady over COVID, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I've done dog funerals.
Yeah, there you go.
I have done 2 dog funerals. I'm the girl to call when you need a dog funeral. I know that sounds crazy, but people One person passed my name. Well, geez, I like my dog better than my kid.
Well, it's
on occasion.
Funny enough.
I loved my kid more, but I liked my dog
better. That's one of the number one things discussed in ADF clergy is that you become clergy and everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of weddings. No, you do mostly funerals.
Yeah.
You do so many funerals.
Yeah.
See, I love, much like Maeve, creating a ritual because I am always amazed when that spark of idea takes
creativity
off.
Yeah.
And takes form and you figure out what you have an idea of what it is you want to accomplish. How do you theatrically demonstrate that? And it's that when that spark hits
you.
I
would totally love to bring that experience into the prisons. I need more people because there's very few that have a big experience on the street. There's some that do. Hmm. And there's some that have kind of grown up like folk magic-y, but they haven't done public ritual and that sort of thing. I need more volunteers that are very comfortable with theatrical. And the thing is, everything I do, and this is another podcast, and I'd really love to talk to other people that do this work, but you can't just have everything you want in a prison,
which makes it really, I can imagine.
And so, and beyond that, maybe I only get to see them a week before. I'm not going to see anybody. I didn't see anybody at Imbolc. So I prepared a couple of different types of solitary rituals that they could do in their houses, quotation marks, houses. That's one of the terms for their cells, not homes, but houses. That is really lean because they're not allowed a lot of things. They may not have a window that they could see a moon or if it's cloudy, stars or anything. Like it can be very, you know,
limiting.
Yes. And if you don't have a background to draw on of imagery and that sort of thing, it's really tough.
Yeah. You know, as you're saying that, I've had an idea, but we'll talk about it after because we don't need to. Because are we off topic? No, I don't think
Yeah, I don't think there really was a topic. The topic was to discuss what we are individually doing practices, which I feel better
about myself now that I remembered that I have been for the past few weeks
working away.
It's going to take me a year or more to do it.
Oh, gosh.
Just little things just. And, you know, I stop and think, it's like, well, I used to have a binder with rituals in it. But the last few years, if I'm doing a ritual at a festival or something, I scribble it on a single piece of paper and God knows where that's gone now.
Yeah. So. I know, Maeve, that you won't be yet. Maeve has a garden at the community garden center. The community thing.
I don't know.
Have you guys started seats?
Usually Mike does all that for us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they have staff.
We have a staff. We also have a greenhouse.
Yes. So that's something else. My garden and my outside part is really important to my overall practice.
Yes, it is.
And Imbolc doesn't line up. Like there are, you see rituals where it says, you know, and none of that plowing spring stuff is here. We had a terrible snowstorm, but it's more than likely going to be, even if we don't have snow, we have ice and sleet and it's cold.
Well, the ground is straight up frozen.
The ground is frozen. I still have carrots in the ground from last year that I saved there and I can't take them out. So I'll have to wait till it thaws a bit. But I have worked out a biodynamic seed sowing schedule for the next little while. And I do have things that need to be sown in February. So I've started like all of those sorts of practices. And I do little rituals around seed sowing and that sort of thing. I was really heavy into it 2 years ago. Great garden, lots of success. Last year,
no one had
got a little slack. There was lots of issues. We had a rotten spring, all those sorts of things. But also, you know, I didn't follow my own principles. I didn't do my rituals. I didn't follow the moon for my planting and of different plants at different times. So I'm back on track. So hopefully, Nova Scotia, I will save your. by following the moon and doing all the things and the rituals, maybe everybody can have a good garden this year. I don't know. But so, that's the other thing I've started. Actually, on that note,
like a folklore thing I heard is that if beavers build dams in rivers or streams, it means it's going to be a dry summer.
Mm.
And they're now building dams in streams and rivers, so expect a dry summer. And if they
last year was kind of damp. So
last year rained for a month.
I had this fabulous water collection system that I'd bought secondhand jugs and like a big secondhand thing and got it lined up with my eaves trough on my little wee house. And I had all this water in less than a weekend. This, what, how many gallons is it? Yeah. It's this big square cube thing was filled with water. And I never had a chance to empty it because I never really had to water my garden. It was wet. It was more likely to be too wet than wet. So this year I may need it. It's good to have.
So Karen's got everything planned out and plotted out.
Yes.
But yeah, Mike takes care of all the plants for us. We're spoiled.
That's fabulous. Yeah. That's fabulous.
Well, thank you everybody for tuning in. What is your magical checklist doing every day check-in looking like? And you know what? Everybody, even if just once a day you sit down for 5 minutes and take a few minutes and calm down and say hey to your god or goddess or the plant across the room, like, that's okay too. Doesn't mean you're less of a witch or pagan or druid or whatever the heck you may be if that's all you got in you that day. So everybody, if you have any questions or comments, you can contact us on our Facebook page
or Instagram.
We have Instagram.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that message on Instagram. Feel free to message and I'll reply pretty quick.
Okay, Instagram, I have no idea. I don't have Instagram. But that's excellent. I'm glad to hear that. And if you have any suggestions for shows, we're always open to anything people may have to say.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family.
Until next time, everyone, merry meet.
Merry part.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.